Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those who are just tuning in to the second hour of Love and Relationships with Sean Garvey, CJ, and Gabby, we are asking the question that stemmed from a recent article written by Gracie Bond Staples from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And she says that, hey, ladies, you might want to ask your man if he likes sex with men. But is it a double standard, though? Is it a double standard for when women ask guys if they're gay and they give them the answer, whether it's yes, no, or why would you ask me that kind of question? But what if the tables turn and we ask you, ladies, have you ever had sex with other women? Is it a double standard?
Will you be offended? Would you be offended?
I've never gotten that question asked me, but let me see. If somebody asked me, hey, have you ever had sex with women? I'd be like, no, why would you ask me that? And I'm like, well, do I give off something to, you know,
well, I think
for you to ask that question?
Not necessarily you can give off something like that, but also the way people are open sometimes with sex.
Yeah.
You know, they want to push that boundary of, okay, let me see where I can take this, or how can I, you know,
yeah,
see if she down with this, you know, this three thing or something like
I
that.
I would not be offended, but I would question, like, why would you ask me that question? Is it something that maybe you were in a relationship and you found out, you know, your girlfriend cheated, you know? So, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed, you know. I'd be like, okay, yeah, but I'd be like, but why you ask me that, you know? And I guess because going back to the beginning, you know, like I said, if I'm on a date with a man, then I automatically assume that he's attracted to females. So vice versa. If you know, I thought, you know, yeah. So
that's real.
But we know in today's society that if it's a man and another man, we all be like, ugh, yuck. But if it's a woman with another woman, it's like, hey, okay.
I think it's more accepting.
It is.
Yeah, I think it is.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. As a man, to hear about another man with another. Yeah, that's once you've crossed that threshold, that borderline, it's you're on the other side, brother. Sorry.
Okay, so we got to.
And it's okay. And that's perfectly fine.
Right.
It's okay for
that's
you to
just
do
not
that.
What
yeah,
you're
know what I'm saying? Like, I have nothing against, you know, gay people or anything like that. But if that's what you do, it's just hard for me to try to say he's bisexual if he likes men and women.
So you're just saying he's flat out just gay?
Yeah.
And what about the woman who says that she's been with another woman? Has she crossed over?
Is she a lesbian or is she just...
Yeah.
I'm going to
keep it 100 here. Yes, it is. Is it a double standard? Yes, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's a lot more. It's more accessible.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For women. Now, again, like I said earlier, some men may not like that though. If they talking to a female and she's done that with a woman.
Okay. Sean and CJ, have you guys asked a woman that question on a date? Have you literally been on a date and said, hey, have you slept with a woman before?
Not on the first date, no.
I asked that question on the phone.
On the phone?
Before the date.
But why didn't
before the
matter?
Date? Sean, he going straight gusto. Right.
Because here's my thing, though. Like, nowadays in today's society, in the millennial age now, it's like all bets are off. All questions are asked before the day or even before it gets to the dinner table. And I shared with a friend of mine that I've been asked all kinds of questions before the first date. Like, how good are you in bed? How long can you last? This, that, and the third, and those questions just come up. Like, are you into men or women?
Are those questions, like, during, like, the first couple of conversations, or is it, like, you know, a few months down the line or something?
No.
Like,
during the first couple of conversations.
Okay.
I was about,
they asking that off strip. Nah, lose my number.
I'm good.
Yeah, well, I'm straight. Like, I'm not asking you about sex and stuff on the first conversation. Let's not, because that's not what this is about.
I think that's rude.
It is. I agree.
But in today's society, nowadays, like we're old school. Some of us are
I
old school.
I am very old school.
We're old school. Like those questions you wouldn't even ask in a phone conversation with someone you just only met a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. a few months ago. But now in today, it's all bets are off. Our questions are being asked on the table before it gets to the date. And I think because a lot of times some people, they just want to get to the meat. They want to get to the meat. They want to hurry up, ask questions, find out later on. Or, you know, I want to see where this is going to go before it goes to the date. Because now we live in this fast-paced society, this microwavable society.
Yeah, that's the instant gratification.
I want to ask all these questions on the first date. And see if he's husband material, wife material.
See, I think it depends on your intentions. Like, if I'm at a stage in my life where, you know what, I want a husband. So I'm going to ask those questions. Or if I'm at a stage in my life where I kind of want to, you know, be, I call it my Rihanna phase, you know, then I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask different questions, you know. So I guess it depends on your intentions and where you at in your life. If I want to, you know.
I agree. So my question would be is, when exactly are you asking these questions? Like, our first couple of conversations shouldn't be you asking me about how good I am in the bed and stuff like that.
If I'm in my Rihanna phase, yes, absolutely.
See, then now you're changing my mindset of, okay.
You're looking at her differently.
Now I'm looking at her differently. So now I know how to play my role with this.
That's what I'm saying.
But no. So you can't get mad at that man now because he may be digging you to be like, hey, look, she could be girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? That she could be wifey material, but now she don't flip this switch.
Wham, bam.
And now, oh, so this is what we on? Okay, cool. So.
See, but this made me go back to what Gabby said before, because you asked a question where it's like, if they ask you like, hey, have you ever slept with a woman? And your response is like, oh my gosh, what makes you ask you that? And it's so funny. I was just thinking to myself, I get asked that question all the time.
Really?
No one
ever asked me that question.
Oh, I get asked that question
nobody's ever,
all the time.
I've never, and I don't need to worry about it now because I'm happily taken.
Okay.
Happily. Okay. Hey. Yeah. Hey, babe.
404-892-2703 is the telephone number. And Gabby, we are joined by our amazing guest.
Yes.
And one of our guests is Jessica.
Yes, she is.
And we have our sex therapist. We're having such a great time. Like, this conversation is blowing our minds. We're about to forget people's names here in the studio.
Yes, we have Andrea and Jess. Yes,
Andrea
and two wonderful
Jess.
Guests. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take these calls coming up in the next break. 404-892-2703. Is it important to ask a dater their sexual orientation on the first date? And is it a double standard? We want to add that to the question, to the caveat of this conversation. Sean Garvey, CJ, and Gabby, you got us until 6 p.m. right here on Love and Relationships with Friends. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It's Love and Relationships on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. You got Sean Garvey, CJ, and Gabby in the studio with the sex therapist.
Andrea yes. Markham.
All right.
Ms. Markham.
And our other interesting guest, Jessica.
Jess the best or Jess the hot mess?
I ain't gonna say hot mess. Nah, I love a person who can be honest
yes,
with themselves
I'm loving
and,
it.
And
I'm
be open.
It.
Like, open that lets free. Me know you're a real person.
Because I'm learning
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
I am too. Is it important to ask a dater their sexual orientation on the first date? 404-892-2703. We got Shay from the ATL. Shay, is it important to ask a dater their sexual orientation on the first date?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, now, Shay.
100%.
Wow.
Hey, Gabby, I love you.
I love you too, Shay.
Miss you. And, Sean, congratulations on taking a break. I can't even believe it. But anyway.
Thank you. I need a break.
This conversation has been spilling all the tea. I've been sitting on the side of the road. I had to pull over.
Okay, then.
We spill out all the tea, but it is 100%, like, dating in Atlanta has definitely changed, and just talking, I was talking to a guy last week, we're just chit-chatting, wasn't even no intentions, both of us happened to be sitting at the bar at the JR Tickets, and I'm talking, and then something led me to ask other questions, And when he said the answer to that question, I just like paused. My mouth dropped open because he was open to say yes. And I was like, dang, this is where we come. We got to ask more questions than we've, and nothing about him looked like I would not expect. He looked like 100, a great fella. So when he said, yes, he plays sometimes, that, you know, not often, but he has. And I was like, uh-huh. Oh.
So Shay, what was it that led you to ask those questions?
Because I've learned in talking with my daughter. My daughter's out here dating, and you know, we talked last week or week before about her now dating a non-colored, and I'm in my feelings. But just talking to her and seeing the kind of questions that she's not asking, and I'm like, well, hell, I need to be asking even Derek also.
Was it something that he was doing, like, you know, as you're having a conversation with him?
Nope. Oh. Not at all.
Okay.
Oh. Nope. It's just something said, ask him, you know, because at this point, he's asking me for my phone number. Like, he grabbed my phone and was getting ready to put his phone number in my phone. And I was like, yeah, so let me ask you this. While we're on that conversation, because I love to talk. I mean, we were vibing. When I say like 100, I was like, yes, this is boss.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he answered that, I was like, yeah, no.
See, Shay, we on the same page. Because offline, Jess asked me, she said, okay, say you was dating, you know, for like 5 months and it kind of slipped out. That, you know, he, you know, had, you know, sexual relations with another man. I'm like, nope, we got to cut it off. I don't care how cool we was vibing. I just would not be able to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, no. I was done. Sorry.
Thank you, Shay.
Awesome conversation.
All right.
We
got
to find some sort of script now to tell us how to ask the questions without it being weird.
All right.
That's real.
All right, Shay from ATL, thank you so much for calling in.
Bye, boo.
Love you guys. Bye, pumpkin.
That's definitely real.
Yeah.
A script probably is going to be needed because I'm not going to lie. What? If I was ever asked that question, I'm kind of going to feel offended. So it's like, you know, it's cool. Date's over. Here's the check.
I might write one up. I might write a little script up and I might sell it. $5.99.
So I have a question for Andrea. Because I feel like, Shay's example is a great sort of premise to, man, if guys are being honest, but man, we're cutting them off. Like, boom, close the door. What promotes them or what encourages them to be honest?
That's true.
If they're like, man, well, if I say this, I'm not going to get the date.
That's true.
And you're right. So for the last 5 to 6 years, I've exclusively worked with men. And that's the only clientele that I would see. And a lot of the men, the issues they have with women is they feel they between a rock and a hard place with being honest. Because if they're honest, they don't get any props for that. They don't get any allowances. They don't get any understanding or appreciation.
Right.
If they lie and they believe that they prefer to lie because that's what the woman expects, that's what she can deal with, and they truly believe in a woman's heart, she really doesn't want to know. She doesn't want to know because she wants to continue to operate in this wonderful fantasy that he's created for her and this wonderful life that they're sharing together. So a lot of them will just go on the down low and they will just live their life the way they feel and have a wonderful relationship with 2.5 kids, picket fence, and a little dog, and everything else. And a lot of times, women are very happy with that. They really don't want to know.
Really?
You know what I call that?
Go live your life.
You know what I call that?
What do you call that?
I want the truth.
That is the
truth. I love it. Yes. I was going to say thank you.
Yes.
Because I honestly feel, whereas, because I had a girlfriend, exact situation, dated a man, picket fence, had the kids. Years later, it slipped, like, it literally slipped out. I'm trying to remember how it happened, like a Christmas card or something. It's like, who is
Christmas?
This?
Oh,
and it was like, a Christmas card. I was like, and it had to tell the truth, right? Because, you know, we're married, and I made vows, and you made vows, and she went off, like, and the relationship just began to crumble and dismantle.
That's
and
right.
I come from the perspective, I was like, but what about those past 5 years?
Right.
Where
Doesn't it account for something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does it, though?
I mean, you know, being what Andrea said, it kind of got me thinking too. Like, you know, we have to make it I guess, comfortable for men to want to be honest. So they are less down low, you know, mm-hmm. men out there. But like you said, maybe I just don't want to know. You know, I don't want to know. Well, I do want to know, though. See, I'm stuck in between.
You do, but you don't.
See, I
but you
do.
Gotta provide, you I gotta, right. You got to provide that safe space for us to be honest. Because we hear, like me and CJ, right? We're the only guys in the studio. We hear it all the time. There ain't no good man in Atlanta. Ain't no good
sure
black
ain't.
Man.
Right.
There ain't no good black man in Atlanta. They either gay on the down low or in prison or whatever. But there are some good men that are out there that could take care of you, that can take care of their families, that'll treat you good and treat you like a queen. It's just that one thing in their past. So mm-hmm. I want to ask the question to you when we come back from the break, Andrea, like, how do we provide that safe space to people, you know, whether it's men or women? We don't want to just limit it to just men, mm-hmm. but to people that want to come out and be honest and be truthful. How can we provide that safe space?
Yeah, come out and live their truth.
Yeah, 404-892-2703. Todd, I see you, as well as GA. We're going to come to you right after the break. You are listening to Love and Relationships with friends Sean Garvey, CJ, and Gabby with our amazing guests, Andrea and Just Jess, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Boom!
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I'm coming out. Is it?
I've been can out, we, y'all.
She's been out.
She living her truth.
And living her best life.
Yes.
I'll take it in.
404-892-2703. Is it important to ask a dater their sexual orientation on the first date? Let's go to Todd. Todd, what's going on, Mike?
Sean, Gabby, you meant for this, for real.
Oh, thank you.
I'm being square with you. Don't receive it as a giant compliment as much as it is. This is an accurate assessment of the facts. You should do this.
Thank you.
DJ, Andrea, got that cool voice, after hours DJ, and just Jessica, not plus Jessica,
thank you.
Right?
I like it.
Not plus Jessica, right? Mm-hmm. All right. The funniest thing about this conversation to me is y'all keep referring to it as sleeping, like y'all in the 1950s. Y'all slept together. That's amusing to me. Ain't nobody taking no nap. But my answer to the question is, nah, as it applies to me as an individual, it's not important to me to ask on the first date whether I want to rock her or have intercourse with her, whether I want to rock her or not. I'm probably not going to ask on the first date what her sexual preference is, because I'll make space. If I'm going out on a date with somebody, I'm usually going out on a date to get to know them overall and for her to get to know me overall as well. So I'm not really that concerned about that. If she happens to be somebody that gets down with women, then that's going to be something I'm not with. So I probably won't get with her, but I'll make space with her, make space for her in other aspects of my life because I'm getting to know her. I mean, there's all kinds of spaces that people could spend in your life that are very productive to you and very productive to them, too. They don't necessarily involve intercourse, okay?
So, Todd, let me ask you this question. You know, once you find out that, you know, she slept with, you know, other women,
right.
how do you let her down? How do you tell her, you know, this is not going to work?
I say I ain't with it.
Okay.
And I have said that before. And I got some bounce back on it where she was telling me, this is somebody who became a friend of mine, by the way. And I got some bounce back from her on it where she was telling me, she says, well, what's your issue with that? And I told her what my issue was with it. And then she responded that, well, I could just, if I was in the dark-skinned dudes, and she said if I was just in the dudes. But I mainly just been with dark-skinned dudes. I could be thinking about a dark-skinned dude going out with you or a 6'2" dude, you know, things like that. So she said, but my mind is focused on who I'm with. It doesn't matter whether she had been with another woman or not. And I understood that, and I accepted it as truth. But, it's just not something that's appealing to me. But it's not on the top of my list of things that are unappealing to me. Mm-hmm. So that's why it wouldn't be my first question. You know, if we're talking about sex, no, I don't do STDs, condom or not.
Boom.
So, you know, that's much higher.
I'm with my bud Todd right there.
Yeah, that's much higher up on the list than whether she's a bisexual or not. Married women that are engaged but getting their last fling out and they think I'm going to be the toy play thing. You know, stuff like that is higher up on the list than the fact of whether she's messed around with somebody. Mm. Now, in exit, let me say this because there is some regret on this. I passed a 5'10", 34, 26, 38.
Ooh, he put the measurements out.
Right.
Okay.
I'm talking about pretty face, tight waist, high round, jump back booty one time because she told me straight up that her last three experiences were been with women, and she was just trying something new with me. Just talking, you know, she's like, maybe we could do something. And I was sitting there thinking, nah, I ain't with it. But
really?
Y'all may not be old enough to remember these dresses, but they still make dresses like this. They just don't call them this anymore. They used to make these dresses called body glove dresses. Okay? Body glove.
Oh, glove.
They were called body glove dresses because they fit like a glove. And when I tell you she was putting some stress on the back of that dress, boy, but I was like, nah. And for years I thought, maybe.
But Ty, you that means you passed up on a blessing.
That's what my brother said. I'm talking about my real brother, who ultimately got with her.
Boom!
Oh man,
somebody is living
that's
their best
life. That's a hand clap for your brother, right?
Yeah,
there.
Boy.
My brother was trying to get with her all along, and she just dug me. And we asked her some time, went by. He's like, what's your problem, man? What's up with her? You think she got something? And I was like, nah, man. But she told me some stuff I don't know if she wanted me to repeat because she didn't say to repeat it. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't care what she talking about. I got some room. I was like, you got some room. So a week or so goes by, and he calls me back laughing because of what he found out about her, what I knew as well. And then a month later, I see them out regularly. 2 months after that, they coming over to our grandparents' house together.
Ooh, I bet he got a big smile on his face, too.
I bet he did, too. Yes, sir.
I ain't going to use the word that he used. I'll put the replacement in. He's like, man, bump that. I'm going to bump that.
All right, Todd. Yep. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, we got GA from Ellenwood. GA, is it important to ask a dater their sexual orientation on the first date? But, you know, you could be passing up on a blessing there just because that person dipped their toe in a different kind of water.
Mm-hmm.
I just go for
good analogy, Sean.
I just go. I mean, I just go for the personality. I go for the personality, the character. You can look good all day, but in your past, you may not be that person that you was before. I don't think your past should determine who you are as an individual moving forward. If you are trying to move forward with a different person. That could possibly change your life.
True.
That's true. So would you be okay if someone that you met told you that she used to be with women?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
Wait, when you say be with women, like had full-blown like relationships with them?
Like
or
my
like
boy everything. Todd said, rock with women.
Everything in general.
That's hard. I'm not going to lie. So that's hard.
You just brought up a quick question for me. So does that make you... I guess a lesbian if you've had like just a couple experiences with women, but you've never had a relationship with the woman.
You're curious.
So you're just
bi-curious.
Bi-curious.
Okay, but curious. But curious is when you're curious and you don't act on it, right?
Nope.
You don't act on it, but you have that thing in your mind, like you know what?
If the opportunity
presents itself, then it's a possibility.
What
is your label?
Yeah.
We can't ask Jess. She doesn't like
labels. Okay.
I don't like her. And I was really confused because you gave off the impression that, oh, this is a woman who dates men now and she previously had some experiences or was curious about women. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. And like, no, she's always dated men. She loves men.
Okay.
But she like, you know, was curious about, you know, female. So she's kind of dipped her toe in the water, but she's never had like a full blown on relationship.
So she just dabbled in it real quick, kind of like if you know, most women who do threesomes though aren't like into women like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say a woman who probably fits that profile probably would consider herself heterosexual.
Oh, so what about a man? So what about
he's gay.
This is the bias.
If a guy kisses another guy and they don't have no type of he's gay.
He's gay.
We are asking the question, is it important to ask a dater their sexual orientation on the first date? We have Roberts from Atlanta. Turn your radio all the way down, Roberts, if you can do that for us, please.
Okay.
Hey, Robert.
Sounds good.
Okay, look, I'm a little older than all of y'all, I'm sure. And let me say this. What's really important is for parents to understand when our children turn 20, 25, 30, 35, they ain't grown. They think they are. And we need to help them in any way we can. Now, if you got to ask somebody, I heard the statement made earlier, that a person asks you, were you sleeping with men or were you gay about that, whatever it was, and you made the statement that they were asking you not because they wondered about you, but they were speaking because of past experience. Now, let me say this. Like, as a parent, almost like, I ain't your dad, but I'm just saying, that person probably did not, I'm just going to be willing to bet, that person didn't ask you that not because of what you said, because of past experience. They asked you that because it was some question they had about you, but they didn't want to offend you. And maybe they liked you. They had an affinity towards you, and they were hoping that your answer would be no. But if they got to ask, and I'm just saying, I live over 60 years, and nobody's ever asked me that. And I think the reason why they never asked me that was because of the way I carried myself, where I spoke, the way they looked at me. And then, too, sometimes it's word of mouth. Sometimes younger people make a decision based, and I think incorrectly a lot of times, based on what other people have said about you. I think one of the most eye-opening experiences I've ever had in my life was a person that I really respected a lot. And I got along well with them. And I wonder why they all of a sudden had a cold shoulder toward me. And they had heard a lie, a complete lie from somebody. Now, and they hadn't knew we're gay or nothing like that. But it was a complete lie that they heard from a mutual friend. And when they told, I don't know how it ended up coming out, I said, "Let's tell you what, what we need to do is go to this mutual friend." And what we did, we went to him. And I said, "Now you say it again what you said to them." People will lie on you. They'll tell people you're gay, or they'll tell people that you're bisexual, and they don't have to be telling the truth. So what we have to understand, I think it's important for people to understand, is that when people ask you questions, sometimes it's not necessarily because they got questions about you, but people have infused a thought about you that made them have a question about you. Now, that being said, I will say this to you. You had a guest on earlier that was saying that it doesn't matter. You know, she do whatever she want to do and go whatever. And if the question, should you ask a person on the first date? Well, should you ask them, do they have AIDS on the first date? Should you ask them whether they don't ever want to be monogamous on the first date? I don't know if it's necessarily required that you do that, but I guess my response would be, is it out of order? Now, I don't think it's out of order. You ask people whatever you want to ask them. Don't ask them if they have AIDS on the first date, and then you sleep with them on the second date, and you think, well, I'm going to ask them by the fifth date, and then you got a problem for life. Or for the rest of your life, which may end up being shorter than it would be otherwise. So I just think it's important that people do what they want to do. They have a right to do what they want to do. But to think that it's not important that you have a right to ask and not offend people and people not be offended, ask your questions. You know, it's crazy to die, or it's crazy to get into a marriage and then find, like the example you gave a little bit ago.
Okay, Robert, we really appreciate you for calling in to Love and Relationships. Now, before we get up out of here, Adrian, I know that was a lot.
I was with him for a minute, and then he,
out, and then I came back in. Yeah. Again, and then, what is it? Hold on for a second. I'm with you.
Yeah, we appreciate the wisdom, though, OG. Yeah.
Absolutely. So with that being said, how do we create a safe space for those that want to come out to their significant other or the person that they are currently dating?
Well, I think that's a whole nother show about trust and communication.
Hey.
But I think it's important that we understand who we are and we become whole within ourselves, because that's the issue. The issue is when you tell me something about you, if I'm not comfortable within myself, if I have insecurities within myself, then how you present is going to create a problem for me. Mm. I'm not going to feel confident. I'm going to feel insecure about how you're presenting. So part of it is being comfortable and confident within ourselves. The second part is listening for the sake of accepting someone for who they are, because that has to account for something. So if somebody feels, and just think about how hard and how courageous it is for a person to really bring that to light and bring that to you and what they've entrusted in you and how much they must value you as a human and a person in their lives to want to share that with you. And we have to guard that against, you know, them feeling humiliated or disrespected, because once they feel that way, then they're going to shut down. And sometimes, you know, you'll never get a second chance of seeing a person for who they really are.
And that, I love that. But I wanted to ask you a quick, one last quick question. What advice would you give someone, say they were, you know, in a relationship and they were dating and, well, yeah, and they found out that their significant other was dating someone of the same sex? What are some things that you would say to them to, you know, kind of see them through this situation?
Well, you know, if because I, you know, I've had a lot of different clients over the years, and you know, if I had a client that came to me, I would just tell them, let's focus on today. How do they treat you today? How do they make you feel? Do they make you feel absolutely amazing? Then what difference does it make about somebody's past? And when we look at past, one of the things is your question for today is asking someone their sexual orientation. I do think we need to move away from that. It doesn't matter what their orientation is. Who they're attracted to is not important. I've visited many men in the prison system that are very attracted to women, have wives at home, and just love women and always have. But when you get 15 years, when you get 21 years, you find yourself having sex with men. And that's where the issue is. You find a part of your past and your history now becomes, and your narrative now becomes, that you have sex with men. You are not attracted to men.
That's scary.
Wow.
That's real, though.
That is scary.
So that's the issue. The issue, and that's about honesty. You know, I did 25 years. I did, you know, 25 years in prison. Okay, I had sex with men. I'm coming home now, and I want to have my life, and I'm entitled to that. And I don't want to be judged based on my past.
Don't they give you conjugal visits? Yeah. No, they don't do that no more? Okay, maybe I was just in life. All right, never mind.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.